Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Smokey Wilson singing Long Black Train. And then Help Me Get on My Knees So I Can Get Back on My Feet. And then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Salvation of Hope, from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 7 through 11.
Oh, yeah. We had a bunch of requests to do this one.
There's a long black train coming down the line, beating off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remain. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the sky. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train.
All right, now.
Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name, and don't go riding on that long black train. There's an engineer on that long black train, making you wonder if the ride is worth the pain. He's just a-waiting for your heart to say, let me ride on that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name, and don't go riding on that long black train.
Oh, I tell you what, if you're looking for victory in your life, there's only one place to look, and that's Jesus Christ.
That whistle from a mile away. It sounds so good, but I must stay away. And that train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name, and You'll watch out, brother, for that long black train. The devil, he's driving that long black train. He stumbled in the front door, never been inside a church. He was looking for some answers, God knows how he searched. Trading in his whole life, grace is just a step ahead. When he made it to the altar, he turned to me and said, friend, I've hit rock bottom, not a nickel to my name. I've thrown away what God gave me, and I have only me to blame. Every day is a battle when your heart is incomplete. Help me get down on my knees so I can get back on my feet. He was so tired of running, a man without a home. Now this world cannot help you when you're empty and alone. He said, I want my family back, I'm tired of living in the streets. Help me get down on my knees so I can get back on my feet. Friend, I've hit rock bottom, not a nickel to my name. I've thrown away what God gave me, and I have only me to blame. Every day is a battle when your heart is incomplete. Help me get down on my knees so I can get back on my feet. Every day is a battle when your heart is incomplete. Help me get down on my knees so I can get back on my feet. Help me get down on my knees so I can get back on my feet.
Amen. Eternal death loses in salvation. But if you're born again and washed in the blood, you have won in Christ. You've been declared, as Paul said in Romans 8, more than a conqueror through Him that loved you today. So salvation is more than just actually believing today. It's basically salvation is accepting the way of salvation that Christ Jesus has secured through His death, His burial, and His resurrection. See, it just wasn't the death on the cross. But what really sealed the deal, if you would, is the fact that on the third day He arose from the dead. And He today is in the presence of Almighty God, and we've got a promise that one day He's coming back again. So praise God, hope is God's gift today to the believer. And if you're a believer, God has given you this gift. Thank the Lord. I'm glad today that we have a gift that, thank God, that He doesn't take from us. If you believe in this heresy today that you can have salvation and lose it, and that's exactly what it is, it's a lie from hell. Listen, God saves you. And if He saves you, He's able to keep you. Amen. And so therefore today, this thing has been secured. It's been bought with a price. He has given us today that blessed hope that we have in salvation. So thank God we've got this gift today. And now He says, you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. It was King David that declared in Psalm 42. He simply said these words, hope thou in God. Now, I'm going to tell you today, there's no hope today found in the world, in government, or in other people. Our hope is found in the Lord. A lot of people are disappointed when they place their hope today in the process of government. And you will never be disappointed when you place your hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, your divine destiny in God has an absolutely unlimited potential. Do you realize God can do all things today through you and in you today? Do you realize that you have been bought with a price? Do you realize, as Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me? Do you realize you've got, you know, it's not us saying, come on, God, get on our side. No, it's us stepping over and saying, God, I want to be on your side. I want to be under your leadership. I want to be under your cadence. I want to be a soldier in the army of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I want to be usable for your kingdom. I want to glorify you in my living today. Your divine favor has been provided by the process of salvation. And it's beyond whatever you can imagine in the limitations of your thinking today. It's even beyond that of what God can do. The Bible declares in today Jesus as our blessed hope. If you're saved, you've got Jesus. And not only is He our blessed hope, but He is the hope of glory. So therefore today, hope is faith reaching out in the darkness today, knowing God's hand is there. Amen. Knowing that He's there in the darkness of your life, in the pains of your life, in the struggles of your life, in the places of life that you find yourself, and you're about ready to throw up your hands and throw in the towel and say, I don't know what to do, I'm about ready to quit. It's God's hand that's there. It's God's hand that lifts you up. It's God's hand that pulls you close to Himself. It's God's hand that holds you. It's God's hand today that guides you. It's God's hand today that provides for you. And thank God, if God then be for us, who can be today against us? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Paul said in Romans 5 and 2, we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Our hope today of salvation has a rock solid foundation. Amen. For it is declared in Psalm 95, the Lord is the rock of our salvation. Samuel said, listen to this. This is an amazing portion of Scripture. There is no rock like our God. Amen. Just think, if you build your life, you build your family, and you build your relationship on this rock of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Thank God we're safe, we're secure, we're established today, and God is with us and for us, amen. To know today, there is no rock like our God. There's no rock, for this rock will not fail you. This rock will not falter. This rock will not crumble. This rock is secure. This rock today is stable because it's anchored today. And thank God the faith that we've got is anchored around that rock that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank the Lord we have this God for us today. So there is no rock like our God. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.